This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Oil prices continued their upward swing this afternoon. Crude closed up 5% for the week in New York, $107.10 a barrel, if you're looking for specifics. The proximate cause, of course, being the events in northern Iraq, where the militant group ISIL, that is the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, has been on the march. The Sunni insurgents have taken the major oil hub of Mosul in the north, as well as Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. They are 70 miles more or less from Baghdad. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, they are getting richer every mile.
Multiple reports from the region say ISIL forces busted into the central bank as they swept through Mosul, grabbing somewhere north of $425 million in cash and gold.
For this organization, this is such a major windfall.
Rick Brennan is a retired army officer and senior political scientist at the RAND Corporation. He says almost half a billion dollars will buy a lot on the battlefield.
Arms, ammunition, paying for foreign fighters, increasing salaries, enables them to transform themselves from just an insurgent group to almost having a small army, which is something that we haven't seen before.
Every war takes finance, and they're quite good at extracting finance to fund their war.
Austin Long teaches international affairs at Columbia University and served as a consultant to the U.S. military in Iraq. He says since the mid-2000s, ISIL has operated in some ways like a business.
These guys are good businessmen. They made a lot of money from seizing various legal and illegal enterprises. They kept very good detailed records. You know, they had very sophisticated ways of not only taxation, but things like stealing cars and then reselling them in Kurdistan where they knew they could get better prices.
ISIL forces have overrun oil pipelines and export facilities, but they're still far from taking over the major oil fields defended by the Iraqi government in the south and the Kurds in the north. And experts say ISIL would be hard-pressed to actually run oil production facilities, even if it could win them on the battlefield. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.